Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bar Beach, the Spygate, they came out on the – I mean, they didn't get away with Spygate, but, you know, they ended up winning the Super Bowl, I think, the next year or whatever. So you never felt like they really did the time for that. And now this, whatever this is.
Coach K is one of their stars, man. He's one of the things that keeps the machine going. Keeps the big boys and the big seats paid. Keeps it. It's all part of a system, believe me. And I know that, you know, to say that right here in this little moment, it makes it sound like it's all in a nice little neat box. And it's not. It's a little wild out there.
Yep.
But he's one of the things that keeps it. You know why that won't be looked into? Because he's a big cog in it. It keeps it going again. Memphis, you're different.
Yep.
You know, you will be made an example of. Over at Duke, Coach K, all day long. We'll turn the other way.
Yeah.
Now, Avenatti, he's just squealing because he's he's on trial. Yeah,
so
stop.
Anyway, for whatever reason, the Patriots were filming the Bengals Browns game, and we'll see if anything comes out of it. But that is the latest. All right, lots to come in the rundown, including a Memphis docuseries premiering on ESPN+. The Grizzlies got Ja Morant back last night.
Did you see what he did to Alec Burks?
Yes, indeed. It's beautiful. Lots to come in the rundown. We'll do that next. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Atlanta, the 1996 Games. Richard Jewell discovers a suspicious bag.
I don't know how long it's been there.
The bomb explodes.
You set that bomb.
Richard, we want to...
They want to fry you.
Critics are calling Richard Jewell gripping and heartbreaking.
My son is innocent.
Clint Eastwood's best film in over a decade and winner of the AFI and National Board of Review Awards for one of the year's best films.
You ready to start fighting back?
Yeah.
Richard Jewell, a Clint Eastwood film. Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. Only in theaters Friday.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
That's the crunch of Papa John's brand new garlic parmesan crust. Fresh, never frozen original dough topped with parmesan and Papa John's famous garlic sauce. If Pavlov's dog went crazy over a bell, imagine the tizzy it'd throw over this crunch. Get a one-topping pizza with the new garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase 4 select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it. About it.
Lights are twinkling, snows are falling, just like last year. Fun is calling with holiday games, the instant kind, the easiest gift there is to find. So celebrate for just a while with holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game changing fun, play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like... Is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up. You didn't. No. Do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games?
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holiday celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. 5-Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 5-Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
We're here for you. One of the things I really enjoy about my Xfinity X1 at home is the X1 voice remote. The fact that it's got the backlit keypad is a game changer. How many times have you sat and watched a movie or a TV show in the dark and you can't find the channels anywhere? You'll either hold the remote all the way up to your eye to try to see if you can get the channel button, or maybe you end up holding down the volume button instead of the channel so you get more volume, but you don't change channels. Well, the backlit remote takes care of that. Every time you pick it up or move it in the dark, it will light up so you see the channels, any functions you need, the voice remote if you want to ask it to search for your favorite shows or ask it any type of question. Basically, you can do that. And when you're done using it, the lights go out, you're back to watching your favorite shows in the dark. It's a simple thing, but it makes a big difference. The backlit remote with the X1 voice remote from Xfinity. If you get it, trust me, you're going to love it. To get started, it couldn't be easier. You can call 1-800-XFINITY. You can also visit Xfinity.com, or you know what? Just drop into any Xfinity store today for all the details.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Travis is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk about Florida State, about Memphis, about Mike Norvell, and more. But right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so over on ESPN Plus, if I'm not mistaken, is it out? It might be out. The harder way.
It may wasn't be out this morning, but it's happening today at some point.
Yeah, at some point, I believe. It may be out as we speak, the harder way on ESPN Plus. I believe, I think they're, are they dropping one episode, two episodes? I believe they are dropping, they're dropping two episodes
two,
today.
Two.
There's a trailer that Memphis Basketball tweeted out. This is the trailer for the ESPN Plus docuseries, The Harder Way, chronicling the Memphis Tigers.
First thing I did was I came back home. I came back to Memphis to coach, and I'm about to help these kids be better basketball players, something that I didn't have as part of the plan when I retired. There were people that begged me not to because they were like, you're going to ruin your legacy. But I know I can make a difference, and I'm going to try to make a difference. This team is the city's heartbeat. Everything revolves around the Tigers, and I do feel like I owe Memphis a national championship. We know we're not going to be perfect all at once right now, but we're trying to be.
A couple of them have potential to be elite guys, but it is a lot of work.
Help them up. You have to earn everything.
We've all got to do a better job, all right?
So any kid that wants to be promised that he's going to start really isn't my type of kid.
Here we go. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Breaking news, Memphis freshman James Wiseman, the projected number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft, has been declared ineligible, will not suit up in the immediate future for the Tigers.
You're talking about a Memphis team that had the potential of actually hanging the banner at the end of the year. Now they have no shot.
You have to really block out the outside noise. We want to do something special this year.
You tell me that I can't. I'm going to prove to you that I can.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the it sounds great. It sounds, you know, it sounds like something that if you're a Memphis fan, how could you not love, right?
ESPN produced, you know it's going to be legit.
You not just ESPN produced, ESPN Plus produced. That means they're going to get the extra good cuz you got to pay for that. You got to pay for that joint. But again, you can get that bundle if you're smart, you can get that bundle though. that Disney Hulu, that Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus bundle. See, I'm trying to help you. I'm a philanthropist.
I've already got
I believe in humankind.
Of that.
Yeah, but you ain't got that bundle, though.
You late. I'm so surprised. I mean, you're the one that's supposed to be up on this kind of stuff.
You ain't got that bundle, though.
How are you late on ESPN Plus?
I had it, and then I let it expire. Cheap. you can get the Hulu, Disney, and ESPN Plus bundle. I'm trying to think. I might get this joint live on the air right now because I'm trying to think. Like, if it's only like $12.99, that is a hell of a price, honestly. $12.99 for all three of those. I mean, we use Hulu, Disney Plus.
Do you use Hulu daily?
My wife does.
Okay.
You know, she watches some shows on there. I don't necessarily, but she does, and we're married. So who wouldn't want Disney Plus? You know, and then ESPN Plus, obviously, for the Memphis documentary. So I think it's a great value. So I'll probably be getting that.
Yeah, I'm on two of those three.
It sounds like the first two episodes, and I haven't obviously gotten a chance to see it, but it sounds like, from what I gather, that the first two episodes do not get into the James Wiseman stuff. That sounds like episode number three. That's the one.
Do you think we'll actually get any real behind-the-scenes good stuff on the James Wiseman saga?
We have to, right? Otherwise, why air an episode about James Wiseman?
You said the same thing about Hard Knocks, right? That at some point we have to get something. Bro, when you get something controversial like this, they're going to lay off. Now, it's a separate subject, right? NFL going to try to make you look good. You're going to stay away. The team doesn't want you around. Come on. Are you kidding me?
We'll get something.
It's going to be well-produced in the sound, and you're going to have all the great quotes, but do you really think you'll have any action in there? You think you'll be in the compliance office?
We're going to be in the courtroom. We're going to be in the courtroom.
You get them going off on the NCAA? I hope so.
We're going to be in the courtroom with Penny and James when they get the injunction.
I just don't want you to be let down like you were looking for Antonio Brown stuff on Hard Knocks.
Well, yeah, Hard Knocks, agreed. Hard Knocks was awful this year, but only because you felt like it should have been awesome. Given the material they had, it should have been amazing.
You're going to have a good year, yeah.
And
kind of get people excited again.
Well, just because the drama. I mean, like the Antonio Brown drama was hanging over the entire Raiders training camp, and they got none of that. So I really hope, like, you know, just as a fan of drama and well-produced stuff, that I hope that there's something in this series about that that's worthwhile. Otherwise, why watch? I guess I'm looking at it maybe the wrong way. Like, I know Memphis fans, it's behind the scenes in some ways. You know, like, you can see the practices and you eat it up. But I don't know, like, from a consumer standpoint, if I'm paying.
I have a feeling, and this is typically what happens with ESPN stuff, even when there's when the story's not so good, it will be so well produced and so well done, you'll get such good behind the scenes visuals, images, you know, stuff you don't. Heck, I mean, for the most part, The Lori Walton's closed to the media. We don't get in there to watch practices. You'll get so much of that, mm-hmm. right, stuff you don't usually see, that it will be good and it will be it will draw people in.
Right.
Absolutely. Because
right.
of that.
So
and without the necessarily behind the scenes on Wiseman, you may not get the most in-depth stuff, but it'll still be good.
Right. It'll be good
to watch.
It'll be good, and it'll be, like you said, it'll be well done. So anyway, exactly. The first two episodes are out on ESPN Plus. You can go sign up and get all the Tiger content to your heart's content.
Next story.
All right, the other big basketball team in town, the Memphis Grizzlies, beat the Golden State Warriors last night, 110-102. Woo-hoo! Because it not just was a win last night, also marked the great return of Ja Morant after
missing
the team's last four games with back spasms. Little back was bothering him. He was fantastic, too. Scored 13 of his 26 in the fourth quarter. Memphis won 110-102 over a depleted Golden State roster that's got Alec Burks out there, and there were Ja had a couple plays there. David Cobb wrote about it over the commercial appeal. Had a couple of plays that stood out, especially there in the fourth quarter when he's winning that game for you, or at least holding them. He's sealing it for you. Had a nice dunk there with about a minute, little change left goes through, and I think it was Willie Cauley-Stein didn't want a piece. Didn't even try to go in there and block. Like, when did Ja Morant become the dude that you're so scared of you won't even jump in the poster? At least I thought that said more about Willie Cauley-Stein. Ja's going to bring it every time he gets the chance.
Yep.
Willie not going up for it, I thought that was pretty weak, especially of a rook. That said, I'll take it. And then he had a move earlier in the fourth on Alec Burks where you'll see it. You can go on Twitter and see it. You can go on SportsCenter and see it. Everybody's talking about it. It's the reason right now we're – you need to pay attention to every game because you will have these superstar-like moments,
yep.
right, from Ja Morant that lets you know, right? It's all the potential you need to see to let you know this guy's unlike anything else in the NBA. He's special. Does a fake around the back, behind the back pass, and Alec Burks just goes all the way forward. Not just looks the other way, like goes the other way. It frees up Ja. Because it's one thing when you're doing those moves, right, for just a highlight, right, just to fake out your guy. It's another thing when you're doing them to create space so you can get your shot off, and then you complete the play by finishing the floater. If you haven't seen it, go watch. Just put Ja, put Burks in on Twitter, and you'll see Ja Morant, what he did to Burks on this behind the back. It's sensational, and it's the reason plays like this, right, because it won't be for wins. Plays like this are why when Ja Morant is playing, and really Jaren too for the most part, because, again, you're watching that development. But when Ja is playing, it's must-watch television. I don't care what the record is, because you will get these kinds of moments that let you know, wow, the signs that we see, sort of the signs on the wall that let you know stardom is coming. And it seems to be coming very quickly for this man.
Yes, indeed.
26 points. I think he had 7 assists, had 2 rebounds to go with it, had a steal as well in the 29 minutes. So welcome back, Ja Morant. A brother missed you for them 4 games. I ain't going to lie to you.
I want to take you back, Jason, to a very specific date. And you didn't know I was going to go here. March 7th, 2004.
What?
Okay.
No, I didn't.
And the Memphis Grizzlies were taking on the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
All right? And in that game, there was a man named Jason Williams who after a steal in transition faked a pass behind the back and scored on a layup.
Oh, it is, my Lord.
It is eerie, is it not, Jason, that it happened 15 years later against the same exact team, a Grizzlies point guard, the same move. If you don't believe me, look it up. Jason Williams, I believe he faked the pass to Shane Battier, but I remember this date like it was yesterday, Jason, because it was one of the sickest moves I have ever seen. It was in transition, okay? It was in transition. You got to look this up. It's Jason Williams. It's Ja Morant. I told you that Ja Morant is Jason Williams, Russell Westbrook, and Pistol Pete all in the same player. That was the Jason Williams you saw last night.
Your NBA memory. Right, and dreams,
mm-hmm. They
all begin with Jay Will.
They do, man. Yes, they do. Every
we talking about Ja.
Yes, we are.
And you want to take it back to Jason Williams.
I mean, look it up.
Look, I love, brother, when you got Jason Williams come on the show, it was one of the greatest days in the show's history. It was good. But I'm about to hurt your feelings right now.
What?
Ja better than that fool ever was right now.
I know.
Right now.
I know.
All right?
I know
all
he
right?
is. I'm not saying he's not.
Every time you get a chance, you bring this man up like he changed the league.
He in many ways, he was influential.
Here's the point. He inspired you, didn't he?
He inspired
you.
Well,
you talked about it quite a bit. Many what? He inspired you.
Listen, Jason Williams was an inspiration to white people. Period. Huh? He was. He was. No, Brad. It's not an X. He was. It's a fact.
And Ja better.
White chocolate changed
my point.
My adolescence.
Are you too young to still inspire? Is it hard to inspire 28-year-old John Martin? Should it be? You're still in your 20s.
I'm not as impressed.
You should be looking at him with as much awe as you looked at Jay Will.
I love
okay?
Ja. I love Ja.
It shouldn't be about color or that he was doing it as a white man for
you.
It should be about stardom. It should be about who's better. You know what's better, John?
Mm.
You got this man as a rookie. You got control of him. John, what, next 5-7 years, whatever it's going to be, hopefully for much longer than that, because it's going to go to another contract, hopefully, and a long one.
You know, I am not in any way comparing the career arcs of Jason Williams and
Ja Morant. I want you to be as inspired by Ja Morant and his play as you were back then.
Well,
what is it, 04 you just took me back to?
March 7th,
you were back then with Jay Will.
It takes me back to a time, Jason.
Stop being blinded by
it. It takes me back to a better time.
This is a good time.
It is. Well,
it's a superstar coming of age, developing. Are you kidding me?
It's good, but it ain't that good.
Brother, something got to be winning for you to even mess with it. You
Correct.
Don't mess with nothing.
Correct.
Right, so that's you take all your Raiders stuff off when you lose.
That's right, and it takes me a day usually to sort of get myself together.
You ain't a loyal.
But all I'm saying is that there are echoes of Jason Williams' game in Ja Morant, and that is a great thing. The showmanship, the flashiness, that all goes into being a superstar in this league. It just does, period, point blank. Like, that's how Ja Morant cuts through. That's how he breaks into the mainstream as a Memphis Grizzly with plays like that one last night.
That man had 26-7 last night in the Grizzlies' seventh win of the season. You want to talk about Jay Will.
I just can't believe you are disparaging the good name of White Chocolate. For what?
John,
for what?
I just sat up here and told you I love the guy. I love when you had him on.
For what?
But it's time to move on. Hey, you want the core four back, fool?
No,
you
want
to take it back to grit and grind?
No.
You feeling so nostalgic today? You got a freaking superstar right here in your backyard. You can't even get excited about it.
I love John. No, that's not true. That is false. I love John Morant, and I love watching John Morant, and I'm glad that he's back because it was very hard with him not in the lineup.
You should be just as excited about this kid's future as you were about Jay Will's back then. I realize, look, I can be serious and realize that was a little different, right? That's a white guy succeeding
in
an all-black league, and you were like, white power?
I did not say white power.
Of course, those words were too strong, but you get my point.
Yes.
You absolutely get my point, and was seeing something you could relate to.
Absolutely.
Whiteness out there on a court with all black dudes, right? It was something you could relate.
A white American.
I get that it's a little different, but John, the greatness is what makes it the same. And
agreed.
You should, again, because of that greatness, he should excite you as much as Jay Will did. And the fact that you got him, that he's a Memphis Grizzly.
I'm going to say something that you didn't expect me to say. But Ja Morant transcends race, okay? This is bigger than black. This is bigger than white, okay? And any other race. I'm acknowledging that. However, you also do understand that there is a different kind of impact that Jason Williams had on a young, impressionable white kid that loves basketball. Wow. I didn't know white kids were able to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, they are not supposed to have that kind of flavor on a basketball court, period, point blank. Everything I'm saying is 100%. It's not what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. It's the truth. And anybody
I give you that's the truth. I want you as excited about Ja.
I love Ja.
You talk about Jay Will and how he changed, I think Ja's going to do that for you.
Well, you know, again, it's like
10 years from now, you'll be speaking about him in the same way.
It's like Justin Fuente, you know what I mean? It's like the first, you know.
Oh.
It's like the first, and no matter what, maybe
I'm gonna tell you something else that's gonna hurt you.
What?
Mike Norvell better coach Justin Fuente.
See, like
you understand me,
but yeah.
How does that make you feel? Is it fact?
I think it is a fact.
Go Tigers.
But I also think that Justin's job was harder at Memphis than Mike Norvell's was.
Well, it absolutely was.
You know, so I think it's there are arguments that can be made.
But again, we've got enough sample size to see who we like.
But I just, you know, again, this was not a point. This was not I was not bringing up Jason Williams to say that Jason Williams is on the same plane as Ja Morant. He's not. But there are so many flashes, like the remnants of like Jason Williams doesn't play anymore, right? He's retired.
Newsflash.
But his spirit lives on.
Strong in you.
Not in me, but in Ja.
You bring it up like every week. Jay Will, you get a Jay Will reference every week on it. I don't know how you managed to do it. You've kept his career alive.
But Ja has now taken that torch, and it is an absolute privilege to see.
Yeah, Mike Conley was in between there, too.
Yeah, but he couldn't, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have that kind of game. You know what I mean? He's like a, you know, step back three, you know, get
Certainly
to the rim.
Didn't inspire you.
But anyway, yes, what a performance from Ja Morant last night.
Next story.
Congratulations to Eli Drinkwitz, who is the new coach at Missouri.
I always want to say Drinkwitz, but it's just Drinkwitz.
Yeah, just Drinkwitz. He had an opening press conference, and it went really well. Let's take a listen.
We must point our passion in the right way, and we're going to unify our purpose. Our purpose is to win, make no mistake about it, but it's to win the right way. And our goal, our stated goal, is going to be to win the Sun Belt, to win the SEC East, a bowl game with class, integrity, and academic excellence.
All right, a couple things. One, could Missouri win the Sun Belt?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They could win the Sun Belt. So that's actually a good goal. Like for Missouri to win the Sun Belt, win a conference title.
I think about having that every year.
Okay.
That goal.
Secondly. What do we think happened here? Do we think that he just took his exact same statement from the Appalachian State job and just didn't change the...
No. It's a brain fart.
He's reading.
He literally looks at his script and sees SEC. He sees Southeastern Conference probably. But when he looks back up, what comes out of his mouth is where he just was, Sunbelt. We've had all these. You think you're saying something and another word comes out?
Brad doesn't look like he believes me, but I think we've all had these moments in our life where even we think we're saying it right and the other word comes out,
mm-hmm.
right? And some hopefully you haven't had them in bad situations like men who say the other woman's name. You know what I mean? Like that will that'll get you in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
so I'm praise God. I'm happy to praise the Lord. I've never been in that situation. I'm seeing you see the movies where guys make that mistake.
Yep.
Like my brother did in Denzel did in Mo' Better Blues, as you say. Hopefully that hadn't happened to you. But John, I think that happens. And so no, I don't think that Drinkwitz in what's a fantastic opportunity, just gonna copy and paste the same speech and just say, you know, no. This was a brain fart that I think we've all had before. And I'm going to take that road on this.
Okay. I mean, I
disagree with that.
I think
you disagree with a brain fart?
No, I think brain farts do happen all the time.
All the
These
time.
Guys are blowing and going. I mean, going. Like, this dude had to prepare a speech. I think he copy and pasted it.
Well, in the speeches, too, I would argue that it's recent, right? You do, what do you
it was
do?
Like
one year
app.
So you could say,
one
you know, that's on my file. I just pulled it up and I was actually pulling from that. Like, that would help your case more. But no, man, come on. This dude, he's moved up so fast. You're going to try to do everything right. You're going to write it in all original. New speech, and I'm telling you, he looked over there, saw Southeastern Conference, and spit out Sunbelt. That's what I think.
Anyway,
but you decide. What do you think, John?
I mean, John
thinks there's shenanigans going on here, like you do.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how you it says SEC and you get Sunbelt, bro. Like, I mean, you're just reading. You know, you're reading, and
he just saw the S, man.
He was failed somewhere by somebody. There's no doubt about that. Now, we were talking over the break about other introductory press conference faux pas, and it called to mind that who could forget, other than maybe Tubby, his introduction press conference. I'm sorry.
The guns?
But he threw up the guns after he was introduced at the University of Memphis. That was bad.
Come on to my recruiting room at my house. And well, hello there.
And nobody really like said anything about it. You know, because they're like, oh, he's an old man. You know, no.
They say I'm the ageist one around here.
Well, no, it was a whirlwind. It was a whirlwind for Tubby because the day before he was throwing up the guns for Texas Tech.
And well, hello there.
Then he was in Memphis, so it happened very fast for him. You know, so I think we gave Tubby a pass on the guns for the most
Tubby
part.
Tubby a pass because he's much older than Drinkwitz. What's
right.
Drinkwitz's age.
He's Drinkwitz was like in his 30s. You gotta be sharper than that. You know what I mean?
And how dare you make this another chance to attack Tubby Smith?
I'm not attacking.
Who's like 2-7 at High Point?
Is he 2-7?
How dare you?
Well, hello there.
One of those wins, I'm pretty sure, is against a D2 or D3 team.
Yeah. Stop with the attacks.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
It just takes time, though. I mean, the High Point's going to give him time. He's going to get that thing turned around, I'm sure, at some point.
Where is Coach Cherry? They might want to get
Coach Cherry's here in Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what the big rush to let him go was.
Well, what about Tubby circumventing him for that gig? The way Penny
did.
Circumvented the dockage said Penny, Memphis circumvented Penny, or however he put it foolishly. It looked like Tubby circumvented Cherry to get the High Point gig. Things not going well.
No doubt about it, you know. So maybe they want to have that one back. But anyway, congrats to Eli Drinkwitz. I'll say this. I like Missouri in the Sun Belt next year. I think they got a chance in that league. You know, they're new members, and so you got to give them that leeway. But I like Missouri in that league next year, and should be very interesting to watch the Tigers compete in the Sun Belt. All right,
agreed.
We'll be back. Clay Trapp's going to join us. We will talk to him about Mike Norvell, about Florida State, Memphis. Lots to come with Clay Trapp. He's up next. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
It's football time in Tennessee, and Local Gastro Pub has all your needs. Catch all the big games on our TVs downtown or midtown. Tailgating or partying at your own place? We cater tailgates, parties, and offer curbside pickup. Go to localgastropub.com and check out the menu and place your order. This football season, make it local. And hey, Tennessee fans, we're your official headquarters for football this season. Come cheer the Vols with us, local downtown and local midtown. Visit localgastropub.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Clay Travis joins us every single Tuesday, and he joins us now. Clay, what's the word, man?
Excited to see what's going to happen Sunday with my Tennessee Titans. Suddenly are resurgent behind Ryan Tannehill. The city of Nashville is pretty ecstatic over what might happen with the Texans coming to town in first place in the AFC South up for grabs.
It's funny you mentioned that because my partner is a Raiders fan, and this fool had guaranteed Raider victory last week. So it's funny you mentioned that right off top.
Oh, yeah, it was a beatdown. I mean, honestly, I'm not sure the Raiders even deserve to be considered an NFL franchise with what the Titans did to them.
Oh, Clay, you tickle me.
Unfortunately, there's been worse for that franchise. So we'll live.
I like the way this day's going.
The sun will rise today and then again tomorrow and so on and so forth. All right, lots to get to, Clay. Let's start with Mike Norvell. He's the coach at Florida State now. Do you like that hire? Is it the right hire for Florida State?
Well, I think it was a good hire, and I think I told you when we talked the last Tuesday that I was hearing and that I thought that he would be the next head coach at Florida State. I do think the challenge for Florida State, and it is an interesting one, is just when you fire Willie Taggart with 3 games left in the season. I think they set artificial expectations among their fan base for who they were going to hire, whether it was Bob Stoops, Urban Meyer, somebody out there who was, you know, quote unquote, the big fish, you know, like fan message boards and fans like to talk about whether or not they might have a big fish on the line in terms of who their coach is going to be. And so I think what you've seen is, if you look, take it away from Florida State for a minute, I mean, Missouri hires a 36-year-old unproven guy who's been a head coach for 1 year in Eli Drinkwitz. Arkansas hires Sam Pittman, who is offensive line coach at Georgia. And now Ole Miss, I think, got some sizzle with Lane Kiffin, and I actually think that would have maybe been a better hire for Florida State if they want immediate reaction. But in the in terms of looking at resumes, I think Florida State did very well with Mike Norvell, and I like the hire. And so I think it, you know, just kind of, again, the Florida State reaction to the extent that it's a negative, is based on having higher expectations, not necessarily a shot at Mike Norvell.
Of the ones, the other ones you mentioned, Pittman at Arkansas, Lane Train at Ole Miss, and Eli at Mizzou, which of those you like best? You said Lane sizzle. Kevin. You like Lane.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think he'll recruit well. I think the expectations at Ole Miss, if he can get to 7 or 8 wins, are reasonable. I mean, look, there's 4 schools that have never been to an SEC title game in, you know, 25-plus years now. Ole Miss, which I think people hear, and if you're not an SEC fan, you're like, wow. Texas A&M, who's a relatively new entry to the league, and Kentucky and Vanderbilt, who really have not been very close to ever being the SEC's representative. To me, those schools, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, you're like, okay, they may never go. And Ole Miss, you think, man, they should have been. I mean, Mississippi State and Arkansas have been. Missouri's been, for God's sakes. There should have been a year where Ole Miss got there. And so I think that kind of speaks to a lot of malaise and lack of success at Ole Miss. And I think Lane Kiffin will recruit well. I think he'll add some sizzle. And we talked about this a lot, but so much of success is cutting through the noise in today's society. There's a lot of noise, and it's hard to get attention. And Lane Kiffin has the ability to get attention for good or worse. People care about what he says and what he does. And that oftentimes can translate to success in coaching because it cuts through the noise for recruits too.
What does this look like, end up looking like with in terms of tenure, in terms of how long he's there, Clay? You think it goes 2-3? Because it all feels like he'll take the next big one, right? And I think Ole Miss is cool with that. They just want to kind of catch the train. How long do you think this lasts?
Yeah, I don't think you can be upset if you hire a coach and it goes so well and he decides to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that's like
not in this case.
Yeah, but I mean, I think in general, you know, like if Nick Saban retires, and Nick Saban retires and Jeremy Pruitt is the choice to replace him at Alabama, I think Tennessee just has to say, you know what? I mean, that means that he was really good, right? I mean, if Alabama is really to make that hire. So I think worrying about if a guy is so good that he might leave is not something that really makes sense in the head coaching universe when you make an initial hire. And so I would have to see what his buyout looks like. I haven't read the contract. I haven't even seen the reports you guys might have. I don't know that those details have come out. I know he hinted at what his buyout was when he was asked a similar question in the press conference, but I haven't seen an article built around the buyout. But again, if it ends up happening, then to me it is it's a choice that certainly is one that can be that can be explained away just because, like, hey, look, that means he was really successful here and the foundation is decent for success going forward.
One of the names, Clay, that has been mentioned for the Memphis job is Barry Odom, who was, you know, I would say okay in the SEC. If you're a Memphis fan, would you have any interest in Barry Odom?
I like Barry Odom, and I think he'd be good. You know, I mean, I know him personally fairly well, and I do think that I believe his record was 25-25 at Missouri,
yeah,
and went to 4 straight bowls, if I'm not mistaken, or would have been bowl eligible this year. The probation had nothing to do with him. I think that's a solid hire, you know, for Memphis. Now, it's a departure because he's not an offensive guy,
right.
And so I'd want to know who his offensive staff would be. But I know he liked being at Memphis. I think he recruited pretty well at Missouri, hard-nosed, solid defenses that kind of reflected his personality and just a good dude in general. And I think Memphis could certainly do a lot worse, and frankly, they have done a lot worse over the years than him.
Yeah, it's true, but I would ask you, Clay, Barry Odom is clearly a defensive-oriented coach, and it would really come down to who his offensive hires would be. In the AAC, right, in this league, and for a program that, you know, you had 33,000 in the stands for their conference championship game last weekend, I mean, don't you have to almost think about hiring someone who's going to bring firepower? Because it's already enough of a struggle as it is to sell tickets.
How many people – I don't even know the answer to this. How many people were there for the Memphis-Cincinnati game this past Saturday?
33,000.
That's the 33 he mentioned.
Oh, I thought you were saying 33,000 at Mizzou.
No, 33,000 at Memphis.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think what you're looking for – that's a good point. But I think what you're looking towards in the future is selling tickets in general is going to be hard. right? I mean, I just think that, that this is something that is becoming an issue. Like, take it away from Memphis, all right? Kentucky is having trouble selling out Rupp Arena. They cut 3,000 seats out. They have been drawing 12 and 13,000 people for their out-of-conference basketball games to start the year. You know, Nick Saban has been complaining because Alabama fans are leaving early. At least they're still showing up. But I think if you look at a lot of NFL stadiums and look everywhere else around the country, that speaks to why cutting through the noise is so important and why I like the Lane Kiffin hire. But even making the right hire can sometimes be like a finger in a dam, because people don't want to go to games like they did in years past. Mm-hmm. You know, they would a lot rather, especially big football stadiums where you're going to have to sit, you know, with like not a great view, all these huge flat screen televisions and all the games that are on. I think football in general, they've way overbuilt stadiums. So this has been one of the things that I've been on for a long time. If you were like, advising, if you told me right now, hey, Neyland Stadium has to be replaced, how big should Tennessee's next football stadium be? I'd be like 55,000, and it needs to be the most tricked out, awesome football stadium you've ever seen in order to get fans comfortable with going there. Because I think, you know, these big stadiums, these cathedrals of football, were built when people had to make a decision, hey, do you want to listen to the big game on the radio, or do you want to go in person because so few of them were on television? I think it's just hard to get 100,000 people to go to any SEC stadium, even if they're being successful. You know, I mean, obviously Memphis is a smaller program, but I think their struggles for attendance are replicated across much of the country.
No, though, I mean, the Pac-12 title game, we were talking about it earlier this week, had 30-something thousand. I mean, is that Memphis the same boat as Memphis, 30, wasn't it?
It probably had, you know.
It's less than 20, that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, it's a problem for everybody. All right, what happens when Memphis comes up to Knoxville this weekend, because we won't talk to you before that, and how much pride can you actually take in a victory if Memphis is without Wiseman and Quinones? We know they'll be without Wiseman, figure they'll be out with Quinones. That's two starters, Clay. So you're going to gloat?
Well, Tennessee will win by double digit, and I think Tennessee should take pride in being the program that's not trying to cheat.
Oh, how dare you.
And being the program that follows the rules. In being the program great representative of the entire state, unlike Memphis. So I expect for Tennessee to run Memphis on Saturday, and I expect for Memphis to fall out of the top 25, and for Tennessee people to Penny Hardaway is going to be even angrier.
Well, Memphis will not fall out of the top 25 if they lose a road game. Yeah. Number two, you really vouching for Rick Barnes, who if UCLA had paid, would have been out of there and told you as much, has no real allegiance to you.
Oh, I respect honesty, you know.
Allegiance is to the dollar. Yeah.
The fact that Rick Barnes is willing to go to whoever pays him the most money is just makes him a capitalist. Like, I don't blame anybody. If you guys came on the radio at Memphis and you said, hey, I didn't expect it to happen, but, you know, Chicago, Illinois called, and they offered to triple my my salary. As much as I've loved talking Memphis sports, I've always been a huge Cubs fan. And next thing you know, you guys are on the next plane to Chicago. I'd say, you know what, that's what you got to do. I mean, and I think all your listeners, by and large, people would understand, you know, hey, that's the situation. Now, I feel differently if you're one of the, like, I do think, you know, Penny Hardaway's probably not in it for money. I think he's in allegiance with Memphis.
Absolutely.
And I think if he had success, he wouldn't leave. But I feel it's different if you went to the school, if you are connected to the school prior to you having the game. But that's why I used Jeremy Pruitt as an example earlier. You know, the guy's a lifelong Alabama fan, and he's a Tennessee football coach right now. I wouldn't blame him if one day Alabama, if he had success at Tennessee, and Nick Saban left, and one day Alabama came to him and said, hey, we want you to be the next head coach, like Bear Bryant said back in the day, when mama calls, you answer. I think, you know, that's kind of the way things are. Unless you are a lifer, most people in their jobs are mercenaries. And, you know, mercenaries work for hire, and whoever pays them the most money, they'll go work for.
Old Dabo going to be first in line for that one, though, isn't he?
Yeah, and I'll see. That'll be an interesting question, whether Dabo will say yes or no to Alabama. Now, I think he's in a unique spot because he's had such success at Clemson that I don't think anybody can really blame him if he leaves, because it's clearly then just like this has been his lifelong dream job, and he can't say no, because it's not like he's leaving to try to do something at Alabama that he wasn't able to do at Clemson.
We are, of course, talking to Clay Travis. He joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Is this LSU's championship to lose, Clay?
I think so. And that doesn't mean that I don't think Ohio State and Clemson are good. I think this is probably the three best teams we've ever had in a college football playoff. And so I think it's LSU's title to lose because Ohio State and Clemson are going to play a war before they get to the championship game. And who knows what the casualties of that war might be on in a gridiron fashion. Meanwhile, I think LSU should handle Oklahoma pretty easily. I think Oklahoma is limping into this game. I'm not saying that Oklahoma can't play well or have some success at times against LSU. But I like LSU to win. I would like them even more to win if this game were being played in the next 10 days as opposed to sitting around and waiting a little bit longer for it. But I like LSU to handle them to win by a couple touchdowns at least. And then I think Clemson will find a way to get past Ohio State because I think Ohio State is limping a little bit into the playoff as well. And so I think we'll get LSU-Clemson down in New Orleans.
Clay, the holidays are coming up. You getting your wife a Peloton?
I already got one. I got her one for Christmas last year.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Before this whole controversy started.
You probably have Peloton stock.
Did you bring her down with a blindfold on?
No, I mean, but I have three kids, right? And if you are married to a woman who has three young children, and if your wife likes to be active, and my wife is, enjoys going to the gym, likes working out, then you hear, all the time, your wife say, man, I wanted to go to the gym, but we've got basketball practice, or we got baseball practice, or we got, there's always something you need to be getting the kid to. And so I've heard her talk about this for years, and so I was like, I want to bring a Peloton bike into the house so she's got the ability while she's here to be able to get a good workout in, and she loves it. So I thought it was funny when that thing erupted in controversy. I thought I was being – it's probably one of the best gifts I've given her. Like, I thought I was being smart and sly, picking up on this. She loved it. I don't know. I understand people get upset about everything these days, but if you're a married man and you pick up hints about how your wife wishes she could work out more and more easily and better in the house and you give her an opportunity to do that, that seems like a win to me. So it – and then before this controversy even happened, I got my wife a Peloton, and she loved it.
Well, there.
Congrats to you on that.
No doubt.
It didn't go that way everywhere.
Yeah, no question. Hey, Clay, how can you help our listeners today?
By the way, if your wife is overweight and you are trying to tell her that she needs to lose weight by getting a Peloton,
not the way to go.
I think that's different. Men need to understand how to follow clues, content clues, right? Like for ideas about vacation. Or make anything in life, right? Women don't a lot of times explicitly say exactly what they want. They hint around at things for months or years of your life, hoping that at some point in time you might finally realize what they're saying. They're not as direct sometimes as we are. So you got to be like your ears have to be tuned up, but you got to be smart. And it can lead to disaster if you make the wrong decision. But it can also lead to disaster if you make the wrong decision and you spend too much on a mortgage. And a lot of people are doing that, especially around the holiday season. If you're spending more money on presents than you anticipated, and almost all of us are, it seems like every year, whatever the budget is for presents, it gets powered through. Same thing with travel and family expenses and everything else. By the end of the year, whatever budget you put in place for 2019 might well be broken. Why not save a bundle and get your financial house in order just in time for the new year? TheHomeLoanExpert.com is where you need to go. That's TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Get in touch with Ryan Kelly. He runs this place. He's the Nick Saban of mortgages, or the Dabo Sweeney of mortgages, or if you want it to be the Mike Norvell of mortgages. And he will hook you up in a hurry, the lowest rate you could possibly imagine, save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars off the mortgage you got right now. It's TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Appreciate it, Clay, as always.
Go, brother.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Yep, he is Clay Travis. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. We'll be back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give y'all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit. The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing.
And don't forget, 5 locations.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis has been here 38 years. It's family-owned and the place you need to visit if you want to drive the best vehicle you've ever driven. I, Gary Parrish, can say that truthfully because I own a Mercedes, best vehicle I've ever driven. 5389 Poplar is the address. It's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Ordering online? Just click and your purchase appears at your doorstep. But the vehicles that move your order, trucks, jets, and ships, create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing algae biofuels that can reduce emissions from all those trucks, jets, and ships by half. The upshot? A future where your deliveries are just as convenient and greener. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, we've got a Jason and John stocking that we want to give away. $100 gift card to Robert Irwin Jewelers, $100 gift card to Ghoul's Day Spa. Caller number 4-535-376-535-ESPN. You're going to be that lucky stocking winner. Caller number 4-535-3776. Listen, we were just talking to Clay Travis. Somebody tweeted me and said, Tom tweeted me and said, you should stop inviting Travis on your show. He just pokes Memphis in the eye way too much. He does rake Memphis in the eye, doesn't he? Like, it's the whole eye rake. You know, it's not like a rock bottom or a people's elbow. It's an eye rake.
Well, I was just trying to give it back to him. I'm trying to give it back to him every week. Tell him that we'll be waving at him from the Cotton Bowl. Tell him, go Tigers, go. Try to troll Clay back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just look at it that way. He's really just trolling you, trying to get a reaction. You can allow him if you want to. If you do that, he wins. Well, what I would do is troll him back. I think that's the weakness.
Yeah. So, what we haven't spent a lot of time talking about on the show this week, and I imagine we'll probably talk more about it sort of.
Oh, it's coming.
As we get closer to it. But, Memphis plays Tennessee this week.
Yep. are we not talking about it as much? Obviously, Mike and coaching, but how much of it is we're not talking about it as much, and we wouldn't talk about it as much as we would if James Wiseman, Les Quinones,
right,
was at full strength?
That's true. That's
like, are we backing off a little bit because Memphis won't be at full strength here?
There's no doubt that's an element of it.
Okay.
You know, that there's no question that it's, you know, it's not the full complement of players that Memphis is rolling out there. You know, it's a 75% roster. Now, again, like that 75% roster, 80% roster, they have played their balls off.
Yeah, but remember the Lester and Admirable storyline?
Yes,
Admiral
yes.
story, like, that's over, that's
yes.
done. Yeah, we were all looking forward to that. Now, you know, it feels like if Memphis wins, I mean, Tennessee's supposed to win at this point. I think Memphis got, what, like a 25% chance, according to KenPom, of winning this game, maybe a little bit more than that, 29%. So not much. Nobody
yeah.
expects Memphis to go in there and win. That said, though, it does feel like it's come back a little bit in terms of significance and maybe how we feel about it on this when you're not at full strength and probably feeling like you're going to go in there and
no doubt.
Take a nail.
Yeah. yeah. So this game, I have my memories of that 2008 one versus two game, or, you know, I hold them very dearly. I hold them near and dear, you know, because of this, the stage and the, you know, Memphis versus Tennessee, the flagship university of the state versus little old Memphis, and Memphis is number one and Tennessee's number two, you know, so I hold those memories very dearly. And I know a lot of our listeners do as well, but I'm interested in exploring sort of a little bit deeper, right? Getting in that submarine and going a little bit deeper into this rivalry. Because we just know, you know, especially people outside of the state of Tennessee look at Memphis and Tennessee and they wonder, why the hell do these two teams hate each other? They're in the same state. They're not in the same conference. Like, what? Why is there such a passion, you know, going back and forth between, you know, because Memphis doesn't feel like this about MTSU. Memphis doesn't feel like this about Chattanooga or Vanderbilt or ETSU. Why is there such a disdain going from Memphis to Knoxville and from Knoxville to Memphis? And I've talked to some people about this, and I've got some stuff coming out about this. And maybe we can take your calls on this too, but why do you think, Jason, why do you think Memphis and Tennessee, for the most part, hate each other?
Well, some of it's, and you didn't bring this up during that, but having blood on the other side adds to it, too. Like, that's what made the Arkansas rivalries so intense back in the day, is you'd have some Memphis blood on the other side of it, too. That can be a component, we'll put it that way.
Yes.
In terms of why?
Yes.
I mean, it's you mentioned people outside wouldn't get it because they're both in state, but typically, aren't those some of the best rivalries? I mean, I think of Kentucky,
yep.
and I think of Louisville. I think of I know separate, but they're other in North Carolina, Duke, right? Hate
yep.
each other.
Yep.
I know separate there because it's conference, but yeah, when you're in state, you sort of want to be the hey, we own basketball,
rights, right?
It's the bragger. So for that, I mean, it's part of that, John, right? And then it was the components. It was the build, right? So when it was at its height, you had Cal, you had Bruce Pearl, and they were both, we were just talking about trolling
no
each other. They're both giving it to us, so that
yep.
adds to it. Again, I would tell you, Dane wanted to beat these Memphis guys he'd grown up with, right, take a little bit over there to Knoxville. That added to it because you wanted to beat Dane just as bad.
Yep.
And so it was a nice little mix of factors. Same things that went in, and both sides good. That has to go. Same sort of mixture of factors that when Arkansas-Memphis was great, you had some of those same things. So it's a number of things, but I think it's just bragging rights in the end, isn't it? That's the answer to your question.
Well, I think bragging rights are definitely like a part of it. But
okay.
my overarching theory on Memphis versus Tennessee is
deep.
I am going to kind of get deep for a minute. I think if Memphians are being honest about why they don't like Tennessee and what it represents, is I think there is 100% a sort of a socioeconomic component to this that takes up a big part of it, a political element to this.
Interesting.
you know, that almost in some ways transcends sports. I think sports are a huge part of it, you know, because Tennessee sort of, you feel like you're under Tennessee's thumb a little bit. They're in the SEC. You've never been in a Power 5 conference. But I also think that, you know, politically, Memphis has felt like, okay, we compete with them on an athletic scale. Like, our basketball program has always been traditionally really good. Our football program it hasn't historically been nearly what basketball is, but we beat Tennessee in Memphis in 96, and, you know, we feel like we should be playing. And Tennessee has always been the SEC, and Tennessee has always sort of again, thumbed their nose at Memphis, and they've been the flagship state, you know, the flagship university in the state of Tennessee. The Board of Regents, Memphis doesn't get the funding, Memphis doesn't get the equity, Memphis doesn't get the sort of fair shake, and Tennessee doesn't want to play Memphis. That's the other thing. It's like Tennessee does not feel obligated in any way, shape, or form to play Memphis. And so, you know, I really do believe there is a social part of this that honestly is not talked about enough. There is one school on the other side of the state that feels like it is just better than Memphis in every sense of the word. And here in Memphis, they reject that.
Yeah, we're not your little brother.
Yeah, they reject that. You know, yeah. And so I think that's kind of at the heart of it.
That's definitely a part of it. Maybe it is the heart of it. I think that's definitely a part of it. They, again, though, I don't want it to come off in the sense that, you know, they've always been better, though. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you look at what you have and what you've done, you would look at this situation, John, and you'd be pretty happy, particularly with the football program, which isn't just a one-year fluke here, right, with where they're at. You've been
this
better
back
here
3 years.
Consecutive years here now, maybe back 4 or 5 years here now where you've been better. So I hesitate to jump too far into that because I don't want it to seem like, you know, Knoxville is the place and it's got it all, and we're the ones that are always underneath their thumb. Because what we've tried to show them is maybe what you're alluding to is they look at you and don't see something special.
The perception.
That's that feel that, and we feel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.